Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Let's take a break from tariffs and talk sport. Here's Padraig Lodge.
Good morning, Mary. Liverpool look to have an unassailable lead at the top of the Premier League. A 1-0 win over Everton at Anfield means they're 12 points ahead again. Overall, a pretty dull game last night with Diogo Jota slotting home the goal in the 57th minute. Jack Grealish was on the score sheet as Manchester City beat Leicester 2-0. Newcastle were 2-1 winners over Brentford. Marcus Rashford scored his first league goal for Aston Villa in their 3-0 win at Brighton. Bottom side Southampton drew 1-1 at home to Crystal Palace. And relegation-threatened Ipswich secured a shock 2-1 victory at Bournemouth. That was the first league win of the year for Ipswich and their manager Kieran McKenna.
Every win this season is going to be and was going to be special for us, so it's a special one again tonight, and really proud of the performance, really proud of individually and as a team how we went about it, and you know, proud, I think, when you do wait quite a while for a win, which can happen for us in this league, you really find the character of the individuals and the character of the group, and I think, you know, the performance tonight shows how together everyone is, how everyone's still working, and, you know, that got the reward of the win tonight.
An independent disciplinary committee has determined that Finn Harps and Kerry both fielded an ineligible player in their recent League of Ireland match in Tralee. The result has been declared void and neither team will receive any points. Wexford also used an ineligible player in their victory over UCD and the college side has been awarded a 3-0 win. 13 games were played last night in the under-20 provincial championships in hurling and football. In the Munster Hurling Championship, Clare had a 7-point victory over Waterford in Dungarvan, and at Super Value Parky Cueve, Tipperary got the better of Cork by 6 points. A full roundup is available online at rte.ie/sport. In basketball, a disappointing night for Kildare woman Claire Melia. Her Baxi Farrell team were beaten in the second leg of the Women's Euro Cup final. Villeneuve Dask won on the night by 84 points to 70, and over the two games they had 17 points to spare. Interim Ireland head coach Paul O'Connell will have Dennis Leamy, Mike Prendergast and Colm Tucker as his coaching team for this summer's games in Georgia and Portugal. O'Connell was confirmed as interim boss last week as Andy Farrell and Simon Easterby will both be tied up with the Lions. There's Irish involvement in all the races on the opening day of the Grand National meeting in Liverpool. Most focus will be on the Aintree Hurdle, where Constitution Hill returns after his fall at Cheltenham. His six opponents include the Willie Mullins trained Lossiemouth, who won the Mayor's Hurdle at Cheltenham. And finally in tennis, the women's world number 2 Iga Świątek has withdrawn from the Poland team for the Billie Jean King Cup. The 23-year-old says she needs more time to focus on herself after being verbally abused by a spectator at the recent Miami Open.